good? What's good? We are back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, the one and only Paul Pickett, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I've been wanting to react to this. Stephen A's reaction to the controversial 1957 photo of Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. And before we get into it, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
It's that turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one, that
everybody talking about this little no drink. They like
that turn, that lick, that slap. It is that one, that
everybody talk about this little no drink. They like you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Throw your Dizzle on ice and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on our locations. Scroll down to one of the top three website links. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, if you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, scroll below them website links, and there's actual store locations in those states as well. Coming soon to your state or city near you. So let's get into it.
Context here. The Cowboys are one of seven teams not to have had a black head coach and have had two black coordinators since Jones has owned the team, but their highest football executive vice president of player personnel, Will McClay, is black. Jones has complied with the Rooney Rule, in which teams have to interview minority candidates. Jones said his decisions are made for business reasons, not race. Stephen A., your reaction to all of this?
I'm pretty pissed off. And let me say this. I'm pissed off, but not for reasons that people would think. I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones. And I'm not hiding that from anybody.
And he's a Dabble Cowboys hater, too.
But I'm pissed off because he doesn't deserve what just happened.
Let's put this in context. Stephen A. Smith said, I'm very, very fond of Jerry Jones. But he hates the Dallas Cowboys fans. And he goes in on the Cowboys more than anything. So you talk about a non-bias, you know. You hate the Cowboys fans, but you love Jerry Jones. Let's go.
He doesn't deserve it. One report, our report, said he was 14 years old.
Yeah. 14.
Another report said he was 15 years old. At minimum, that's 65 years ago. You're going to bring up a picture of Jerry Jones standing at
it's cancel culture. Protest.
No question what was happening is not something that anybody as a black person should be appreciative about.
I agree.
Had six students at that particular North Little Rock High School that was trying to desegregate the school. Nobody should be okay with that.
Regardless of
race. We understand that. We get all of that. We also understand what we as black people and as black folks, black men have to deal with. And by the way, to some degree, we still deal with a lot of things and we all know it. Mm-hmm. Racism is alive and well. Bigotry and prejudice is alive and well. We get all of that. What I'm saying is, here's the part that bothers me. You want to get on Jerry Jones and his track record? Fine. In 2003 or so, you know what? You should have hired Dennis Green. Shouldn't have got an interview on the phone. It should have been an in-person interview.
Right.
You should have followed the letter of the rule or the law as it pertained to the Rooney Rule. He wanted Bill Parcells, universally recognized one of the greatest football coaches we've ever seen. It was clear he wanted Bill Parcells. Nobody else was going to have a chance of getting that job. That's what he wants to do. You want to malign him for that? Fine. You want to point out that he's one of seven black NFL owners that's never hired an African-American as a head coach? Fine. Do all of that. Attack him for that. Go ahead. Yeah. No problem. I see a plethora of African-Americans employed by him. I see black players who played for him who rave about this man and what he's done for them on a personal
Facts.
Level. But if you
Facts.
Want to go by his hiring record when it comes to head coaches, No problem. Can't go the executive route because we know it's him. You know what I'm saying? He want to be the president. Right. GM, the and then he's got his children that he leans on as well. So he can't go the executive route. But you want to get on him about the head coaches? Fine. But you're going to bring up a photo of him when he was 14, 15 years old.
That's what they do.
65 or 66 years ago.
That's what they do.
This is where cancer culture gets into the
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Making an attempt.
Thank you.
To eradicate him, what he stands
Thank
for,
you.
All he has done. Yeah. I will remind you, we've had Senator Robert Byrd, who passed away a few years ago, that was a member of the KKK. We've had other politicians, you know, whose record, who didn't want the segregate, who didn't want desegregation.
Right.
The George Wallaces of the world, the Bull Connors of the world, and others, okay? We've seen all of this. We've had elected officials on Capitol Hill that are implementing and legislating policy that affects our lives. And, but we're going to go to Jerry Jones. And by the way, I don't have a problem with the photo. Yep. I don't have a problem. If he was 30, 35, 40 years old, that's different.
Right.
14, 15 years old. 14, 15 years old.
Right.
So now some folks are going to get to look at Jerry Jones, and who's from Arkansas. It's the South. We understand what the South represented.
You
understand what I'm saying? In North Carolina.
When slavery ended with the Emancipation Proclamation, you talk about 1863 or what have you. What did Dr. Martin Luther King talk about? Well, you didn't give black folks nothing. You ridded slavery from them, but you gave them no land. But you gave white peasants from Europe land in the West and the Midwest, okay? So we understand from an historical perspective where it all comes from, what the South represented at least once upon a time, and in some people's eyes still to this day. But we're going to lean on somebody when he was 14, born and raised in the South, and we're going to pick it up 66 years later to say, you know something?
Yeah.
You ain't hire a black coach. I think that's pretty low.
I agree with everything he said. I can't argue, dispute anything he said. And the timing of this is really funny to me. It comes in the midst of this Kanye and Kyrie thing, and then they start comparing apples to oranges. That's what, you know, I'm glad Stephen A. Smith brought up the cancel culture, because I said it before you said it. And they're comparing apples to oranges. Like, when I was 15, 16 years old, I was on the run from the police, following the lead of other people. That, like this, I was following 20-something-year-old men's lead. I was a teenager, following the lead of 20-year-old grown men, got caught up and got in trouble. And I wasn't guilty by association. I was guilty. Went on the run from the police, ended up turning myself in. But am I the same person that same little kid that was following somebody else's lead? Hell no. I don't follow nobody's lead. I lead the followers now. You know, I got mentors and friends that, you know, they can make suggestions and I'll help them assist in the things that they're trying to lead in, but like, no, I'm not a follower, you know. Followers are the blind leading the blind. I'm not the same person I was when I was 15 or 16 years old. I'm not the same person I was before I became self-employed. When I became self-employed, it definitely changed me. It brought a certain kind of confidence in me, and which brought a cockiness and an arrogance, and you know, knowing what I know in my business, like, you know, also when you know almost everything there is to know about the business, it gives this like Mr. Know-it-all kind of mentality. But like, I agree with Stephen A. Smith. This is just cancel culture. They're trying to compare this to like Kyrie and Kanye's actions. We can't compare the actions of grown 30-year-old men to the actions of a 14-year-old, 15-year-old kid who, you know, kids are so impressionable. All they do is try to fit in. They don't try to stand out at that age. They try to fit in, you know, and that's the thing. I'm in the business of standing out. I'm a different breed of human being. You know, I'm not your average you know, person. I'm not your average breed of human being. I'm single, I'm self-employed. I'm not the same person I was. I was 14, 50 years old. And that's the thing. Like, we got to stop trying to bring up these 50, 60-year-old, you know, mistakes that people made and punish them for it without, you know, finding out, have they changed from it? Are they still the same person that they, you know, like, have they totally learned from their mistakes? Have they totally, I guess, as Christians or would say, repent from their mistakes? Yeah, it's cancel culture at its best, man. I'm not a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm not a Jerry Jones fan. But I like Jerry Jones, yes, he apologized. He's taking accountability. But, like, damn, if we're going to assassinate people for every little mistake they make in life. I mean, he was 14 years old and, you know, he probably didn't even know really how enormous this issue was. He this is around civil rights. He probably didn't really know he couldn't grasp a concept really what was going on. I'm telling you, like, kids at that age, they don't even understand racism. They're just taught it, you know, or they're just following the lead of other people that are doing racist things. And around that time, there was a lot of racist stuff going on around civil rights movement. Jim Crow era and all that, you know. I mean, but it seemed like we were in such a better place when me and my mom voted for Barack Obama. And then second term, this cancel culture, this woke culture just came in and started accusing people who voted for this man for being white racist supremacists, white privileged people. And that's where we are. That's where we're at today. We can't walk that back now. It's too late. It's very interesting. It's going to be interesting seeing where America goes going forward, man. Because they've literally, you know, like, took racial relationships back, like, probably 100 years by calling half of, you know, America white supremacists, bigots, transphobes, homophobes, and they've done it. I mean, I'm not saying all Democrats, but enough of these far left liberal Democrats have gotten on camera, have gotten on video, and there's proof of them calling half of America white racist supremacists, bigots, homophobes, and transphobes. And you can't walk that back. It's too late. You can't go in front of the camera again and apologize and say I'm sorry. There's nothing you could do now, you know. You just got to hope that wounds will heal over time, I guess. But, yeah, I'm with Stephen A. on this 1,000%, man. I don't even got to hear what Bart Scott has to say. And if he don't even agree with Stephen A. Smith, then he's just a race baiter as far as I'm concerned. Once again, I thank y'all for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.